Our next story is also related to law and order, but it also has to do with music, and it takes place in Britain. That's the start of a song called Paper by a British indie band called The Get Out Clause. I can be sensitive, but you'll get no sense from me. The band wanted to make a video for the song, but being an indie band, didn't have too many resources to devote to the project, so what did they do? Well, they set up in the middle of the street in Manchester, England, and they performed in front of security cameras, i.e. free footage. James Thompson is the band's drummer, and James, you and the band are on camera, that's all understood, but the footage isn't really yours, it belongs to the authorities, so how did you get hold of it?
The footage we requested under the Freedom of Information Act, which in the UK states that you can request any images that are being held by you by any security cameras.
And was all of the footage government footage, or was some of it private as well, private security firms?
It was mixed between government, council, and private, small firms, large firms.
And so how hard is it to get a hold of them? You're shooting on day one. How long did it take before you actually got the tape?
When we were shooting, we made a note of time, date, what we were wearing. We had to be quite conspicuous, and then requested through the CCTV camera, the security people that own the cameras, for the footage back. And you have to do that within 30 days of filming or being filmed. Otherwise, the information's all completely wiped.
Before we go on, James, we should clarify that not all of the footage you shot for this video for the song Paper was shot using closed-circuit TV cameras. Isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah. We didn't want it to look too one-dimensional, so there's a handheld camera in there as well just for some reaction shots.
So on the day of shooting, or on the days of shooting, how did it actually work? Where did it all happen? What were your favorite kind of venues?
We filmed at about 80 different locations around Manchester, different locations that we thought were quite interesting and you wouldn't expect to see a full band setting up. So I have my complete drum kit. And of all these locations, some of my favourite ones were an escalator, in a taxi, which was a little bit random, and also a post office. We set up in front of the counter in front of 50 people, irate customers, trying to get to the counter itself. One of the most funny ones was being on a tram, where the tram chap actually stopped the tram to throw us off.
I imagine that wasn't the only bit of attention you managed to catch. Were there any police interested in what you were doing?
No police, just security guards, lots of big security guards. I think the most we had at once was six.
And how many times did you actually have to play the song? I mean, were there numerous takes for this?
Oh, there's loads of takes. We filmed it over about 2 weeks or so, and we had three different ways of playing it. We were playing it fast speed, slow speed, and just normal speed. So I couldn't even recall how many times I've played this.
So if there is a mix of kind of like authority cameras and private security firm cameras, how do you know which camera belongs to whom, and are you sure they're running? I mean, they don't have red lights on them, do they?
No, they don't. You get the gist of which ones are working. There's different types of CC security cameras. There's the fixed types, there's the mobile types, and there's also the dummy ones, which we later learned. Obviously, we couldn't get the footage because they weren't genuine cameras. So you kind of get to know which cameras are working. So we did a little reconnaissance beforehand just to see which ones seemed to be in operation.
I mean, with an estimated 13 million CCTV cameras in Britain, it really sounds like this is a part of your culture. I mean, here you are kind of developing it into a video.
Yeah, we thought we'd take advantage of this. I mean, there wasn't any political intention at all. A lot of people are saying now we live in a surveillance society. We don't really take much notice of the cameras. But it's actually scary when you see the statistics. You can be caught, and particularly in Manchester, about 300 times just in a day without your knowledge or consent.
Well, listeners can view the video for a paper at theworld.org. Finally, I want to ask you, I mean, you've created a big splash online with this video, but can you now capitalize on it? And if you do, are you worried that it'll be kind of a curiosity factor that fuels interest in your band and people may not pay attention to the music, which I presume you want?
I think it has raised a lot of curiosity already. It's been blogged quite a lot. I think there's almost 190,000 hits on YouTube in the last just over a week. So if the curiosity puts people in touch with the music, which I only hope they appreciate the music as much as the video.
Publicity by any means necessary, huh?
Maybe, within the law.
James Thompson plays drums with the Get Out Clause, a band from Manchester in the UK. Thank you very much.
Thank you.